T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A guy we love talking football with, Ian Williams. We haven't said hello in a really long time here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Ian, good to have you back in the mix, man. Before we get into any football, how you doing? How's the family?
Family's good. Football is good. I know football season comes around every now and then. I know you miss me, Damon. I know you miss my voice. You missed my insight. So that's why I'm here. I'm back. We're talking 49er football tonight or what? What's up? What's going on?
Let's do it, because you understand that part of any preseason or training camp press conference that a coach gives is about controlling the noise, making sure people aren't getting too hyped or too down or whatever the message needs to be. That's what they're there to do. Listening to these coaches talk about Trey Lance has kind of upped the expectations, because it feels like they're continuing to up the expectations rather than tamp them down, which sounds like authentic levels of excitement. Now, I don't know whether or not we should believe it, but all precincts are saying the start of something special has begun here with Trey Lance early in training camp. What have you heard, and what do you think of the noise, knowing what you know about how much coaches want to control noise?
Well, I can tell you this, and that noise stuff, if he's actually going out there and he's putting the ball in certain spots, if he's calling the offense and he looks like a five-year veteran already, then whatever they're saying about him is true. They're not going to blow smoke on this kid just because he was a first-round draft pick and they had to give up a lot for this kid. They're going to talk real stuff, and if he's good, which he's been showing, they're going to talk good, which is what we've been hearing. And this is what the 49er Nation has wanted to see from Trey Lance, and see, you know, what are we getting at a quarterback here? What are we getting out of this kid from North Dakota State? We don't know. So I know Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch wanted to get this kid in camp to see what he can do and how he looks against their top-notch defense. And as of right now, what I've been hearing on social media, Twitter, everywhere else, the kid is looking good. And I feel like all this noise, it has nothing to do with him, but all the pressure on Jimmy Garoppolo, because this noise is only going to get louder and louder as training camp goes on and Trey Lance keeps getting better.
As you look in a larger scale at this team, what are the things that you think they got solved in the offseason, and what are the things that have been left undone?
Solved. I mean, you had to get that offensive line set up. You know, you had to get Alex Mack in. You had to get a center in, you know, because you didn't know what was going on with Weston. So you had to get a for sure center to come in and be able to solidify that interior of that offensive line. And then what do you do with that right guard position? Brunskill did a great job last year, but you needed somebody who can come in, and you have this guy for 4 to 6 years. So you draft somebody in the second round from Notre Dame. I think Bars will come in, and he'll be a solid right guard right there. So I think right there, that was the bulk of where the Niners needed to get better at, right there up front, in the middle, on the offensive line. And then the second thing is health. It's all going to be up to Nick Bosa and Dee Ford. So if we're talking about any holes on this team, it's all about the pressure, because the pressure was what got the 49ers to the Super Bowl a few years ago. It was that defense. It was that defensive line. So if you get these guys back healthy, I feel like they'll be able to cover up maybe some lackadaisical misplays on the defensive side, on the back end, where you have Mosley, you have Arrett, who are some great corners, but they might have some growing pains coming into the season now that they're playing even more reps. Arrett playing even more reps. But I'm looking as a whole, the 49ers are probably the best team, one of the best teams in the NFC when they're healthy. But hole-wise, I feel like they did a great job this offseason picking what holes they needed to get better at and solidifying certain positions that they needed to keep, like Trent Williams and then George Kittle, Fred Warner. It was crucial to solidify these guys for long term so you can continue to build around them and build the nature of that locker room around these guys and these great players that you already have.
Going back to Lance just a little bit, as someone who spent time in an awful lot of NFL practices, what does a young quarterback have to do on the practice field to prove that he's ready for actually playing on the regular season field?
So I'll go back to my rookie year, and I'll look back at how the early few years of my career, how I watched Colin Kaepernick kind of come into his own. And I was in the room with Ray McDonald and Justin Smith and these guys and Patrick Willis. So I saw how we would critique or we would try to adjust or try to attack Colin Kaepernick when he was young. So for Trey Lance as a defensive player, when I'm looking at him, I'm looking at his eyes. I'm looking at his composure when he's under center. I'm looking at his reads when he's back a few yards behind the center, and now he's more in his element in the shotgun. Is he comfortable back there? Does he have that voice where he says, hut, 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 and all that type of stuff? Does he sound confident? So he's sounding confident. He's throwing the ball confident, and he's also being the part of what they wanted at that early draft pick. They wanted the guy who can come in, not talk about anything, and just come in and work. That's what Colin Kaepernick did. That's what great young quarterbacks come in and do when they step into a great situation where they have a great building cast or they got a great supporting cast around them. Come in, work hard, learn the playbook, and shut up, be a rookie, and have fun out here because you're getting paid to have fun and do something that kids do. So I feel like for Trey Lance, he's been doing everything that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan thought they were going to get out of him when they drafted him from North Dakota State.
Ian Williams here on 95.7 The Game. So how often have you seen a rookie come in, really make a big impression? I'm talking at any position. A rookie make a huge impression on everybody, coaches, media, veterans included, look really, really good early, and then all of a sudden fall apart, and by the week one, you're like, nah, he wasn't nearly as good as he was in that first week of practice. Is that something you've seen happen a few times? And we're not saying that's going to happen with Trey Lance, but it feels like that's out there. Doesn't feel like this is going to be it, but that must have happened, and maybe you've seen it.
I can't really put it together that I've seen that. Like, you've seen a young player come in, and he's just so great, and then he just falls off middle of the season. It's really hard to think about that, but I'm thinking about Alden Smith. Well, I'm thinking about a player who can come in and really change the culture of a defense and offense and how great he needed to be. It's because he was consistent. Whenever it needed for him to be get pressure on the quarterback or some type of practice rep where he needed to go against Joe Staley or one of the other offensive linemen, Alex Boone at the time, he was doing the best that he could at that time. And he got a lot of great work in, and he got a lot of practice work in with great players, Joe Staley and other players that made him better. So for Trey Lance, and I'm watching him going against his defense, which is a top 10 defense, even with all these injuries. So if he's able to go out there and compete with pro-level competition and look just like he's been looking, then all this other stuff and these murmurs, no. I don't understand where they're coming from. I feel like people just need to settle down, trust Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch and their decision-making, understand the future of this team is the defense and Trey Lance eventually, and it's using the skill set players that you have built around, George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. You're going to have these guys together for a long time. So don't get too riled up on if he's playing early, if he's playing bad, or if he simmers down later on in the year, if he has to go out there and he doesn't play as we thought he would. It happens. He's a young kid. He'll get better. I'd rather you go out there and make mistakes and you learn from them and get better than you go out there and be lackadaisical and you don't learn from your mistakes or you never get any playing time. So I'm looking at it as a positive for him to be able to go out there and get these reps in with these pro-level guys who are going to come at him. They're not going to, you know, take it easy just because he's a first-round draft, he's a quarterback and stuff like that. No, we're trying to get every pick. Whenever we get our hands on a football, we go into the house, and we're going to make sure we get everybody to the crib or to the end zone to show off and make sure your quarterback knows he threw a pick. So that's what we're thinking of as a defensive player. But Trey Lance, I feel like he's doing right. He's doing great in the position that he's going in right now.
Ian, let's talk about what you're going to want to see out of Javon Kinlaw early to let you know he is taking a step forward. What are you going to be looking for out of the second-year D-tackle?
I'm looking for more consistency for him to stay low on his pad level. I love the way he was able to come in and hold his own, because it's very hard for rookies to come in and play in the interior in the professional game. It would have been very difficult for me. I remember my first couple of years, I don't know if I would have been fully ready like Javon Kinlaw was ready. That's why he was a first-round draft pick, and I wasn't. But for him, I saw a lot of improvement from week 6 to week 10 to week 15, and that's what I wanted to see. And that's what Chris Korsarik, the defensive line coach, wanted to see. He wants to see improvement. He knows we're going to draft this kid. He's not going to be an all-pro player day one. But if, you know what, if we got the build and the frame, and we'll work with him, and that's what I saw all season long. So hand placement, pad level, and consistency, I feel like we'll get more of that from Javon Kinlaw. And I think he's hungry, because all the other guys been getting all the noise. You know, Nick Bosa's back, Eric Armstead, is D. Ford going to be back? You know, everybody's been getting the fanfare. Fred Warner got the big contract. What about the first-round draft pick from last year, Javon Kinlaw? You ain't been hearing a lot about him. So I think that hunger right there, that you're going to hear more about Javon Kinlaw this season.
You brought up hunger. That's where we'll wrap things up, because when it comes to putting on weight, that's what Mike McGlinchey said that he's done. Obviously, you want muscle. You don't want the flab there, but you've already kind of dropped the Notre Dame affinity earlier. Let's talk about another Golden Domer and what you want to see out of McGlinchey, who says he's coming into camp heavier.
Well, I like that he's mentally ready to come into camp, and he's physically ready. He's bigger. He's stronger. So let me see it on films. I want to see it in training camp. I want to see it the first 2 weeks against Detroit. I want to see it week 3 against Green Bay, when it's really going to matter in the NFC. I want to see it when it really counts. You know, it's great that he's coming in, he's saying that he's ready, but now it's time to show it. And I think he's going to be ready, and I think he's going to be able to show it, because they're going to need him on that right side. They're going to try to attack wherever the weakness is on that offensive line. And as of right now, if I'm a defensive coordinator, I'm not going at Trent Williams. I'm not going at Alex Mack. I'm not going at Lincoln Tomlinson. I'm going at your rookie, and I'm going at Mike McGlinchey. So that's who's going to get the bulk of the pressures or combination stunts from the defensive line, because that's – even though they're the strong point, they're really good players, but as of right now, because of Trent Williams on the other side, you're the weak link of the offensive line. So you're going to get a lot of action your way. So I feel like he's ready, and I love that he's physically and mentally ready to come into the training camp and turn up and be a veteran for that offensive line and for the team.
Time to get ready. Training camp is upon us. Ian, thank you very much, man. Appreciate your time. Best to you.
Fellas, thanks for having me. Bang, bang, Niner game.
There he is. Ian Williams here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.